London Arts Gallery, Bond Street, Thursday, January 15th, around 2:30 p.m. Nancy Creer, a housewife, walks down Bond Street with her husband. Nancy's attention is drawn to a large window she had noticed earlier in the morning. In the window, a big white suitcase with the words Lennon Bag 1 catches her eye. Nancy Creer, to herself, Lennon, Bag 1. It just caught my eye. Nancy continues walking, and later in the afternoon, while returning down Bond Street, she remembers the intriguing window display and suggests to her husband that they go and investigate. They cross the road and enter the establishment, assuming it to be a gallery belonging to John Lennon. However, there are no clear indications of its ownership. Inside, they find themselves in a reasonably spacious room. Drawings are displayed on the left-hand side, while on the right, an open space leads to a staircase. Nancy Creer. It looks like an exhibition. Maybe these are John Lennon's drawings. A little plaque on the wall confirms that the drawings are indeed for sale. The first four prints on the right-hand wall don't initially have an impact on Nancy. Nancy Creer, not realizing. I didn't know they were John Lennon's when I walked in. However, as she explores the room further, she comes across a drawing on the far wall that leaves her utterly stunned. It depicts Lennon and his wife engaged in sexual intercourse. Nancy Creer. I can't believe what I was looking at. They were all his drawings. Nancy continues examining the room, encountering several more drawings of a similar nature. Feeling increasingly uncomfortable, she distances herself from her husband, Nancy Creer, to herself. I can't stay here, I'm so embarrassed. She quickly returns to her husband, grasping his arm, and immediately leaves the gallery. Nancy keeps her head down, not wanting anyone to witness her embarrassment. Herbert, Nancy, you're scarlet red. Are you having another hot flash? Nancy Creer, I feel as if I'm going to faint. Herbert, it's your change of life it is, Nancy Creer. Shut up, Herbert, let's get back home. Later, Mrs. Creer decides to file a report with Detective Luff. She already has his phone number in her address book,